And welcome to the Home Care Assistance of Denton County podcast. I'm your host, Tamika Jackson. On today's episode, we are honoring our nurses for Nurses Week, which started yesterday and goes through May 12th. Our guest for today's episode is Kathleen Warshawski with Senior Blue Book. Hello, Kathleen. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Tamika. Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Give our listeners a little background about yourself.
So I am a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 28 years now. So that's pretty exciting for me. I graduated from nursing school in 1992 in Canada with a diploma in nursing. Got my RN and I moved to the States in 92, September of 92. And then I went back to school and got my bachelor's degree from Grand Canyon University in Arizona. And that was pretty exciting. I graduated in 2013 with my bachelor's of nursing degree. So I loved that. And now I am the publisher of Seniors Blue Book of Greater Dallas. I also am the president of the Dallas Area Gerontological Society. It's a small nonprofit organization. Our focus is really on advocacy, education, and we provide scholarships for people who are furthering their education in gerontology. And then I am also the Dallas Chapter Ambassador for Aging 2.0 here in Dallas, and it's all about innovation and aging.
You are a busy lady. And Kathleen, given the fact that you are a RN, why did you decide on a career as a nurse?
So, interestingly enough, I actually wanted to be a veterinarian. I really love animals and love caring for animals. And that just didn't work out for me. You had to actually get your bachelor's degree in agriculture for that. And wasn't really of interest to me at the time. So I decided that nursing was another career path where I could provide caring. It just wasn't for animals. It was for people instead. So that's what I did.
Okay. Tell me what you feel your greatest skills as a nurse is.
So nurses are taught how to pivot and problem solve. During nursing school, they teach you critical thinking and decision making. And so problem solving is probably one of my greatest skills. You know, nursing kind of blends the art and science, research and creativity together, and your patient's conditions are always changing. And so it's just a skill that I actually developed as I was going through nursing school.
Okay. How do you feel about what the nurses are going through during the COVID-19?
So COVID-19 is an interesting topic. I also want to, as I address that, I really want to take a minute to honor nurses today. A lot of people don't know this, but not only is it Nurses Week, but 2020 is also the year of the nurse. In 2019, the World Health Organization declared 2020 to be the year of the nurse, saying that nurses are bridging the gap of healthcare. They're bridging healthcare. And they're a critical link between the people in our community and the complex healthcare system that we have to navigate through. 2020 is also the 200th anniversary of Florence Nightingale. She was born in 1820. And she died in 1910. Florence Nightingale is actually considered to be the founder of modern day nursing. One of her greatest contributions to nursing was that she made it her mission to improve hygiene practices, which, as we know, everyone who is working on the front line through this COVID coronavirus pandemic is, one of their primary focuses is hygiene practices. When Florence Nightingale first introduced it, it significantly lowered the death rate at the hospital where she was working and has made a huge impact on nurses today. Nurses have been on the front lines of healthcare since the time of Florence Nightingale. And I think that's 200 years now.
Yes.
They also served on the front line as frontline providers during more recent infectious pandemics. We had in 1918, we had the influenza pandemic. They educated and supported good hand washing, proper sanitation, preventative measures. They also served as frontline providers during the H1N1 swine flu, Ebola, SARS, MERS, and now coronavirus.
Well, yeah, we are most definitely, as myself being a nurse as well, we have went through quite a bit, and it just takes a lot of passion and patience to be in this type of field. Do you have any encouraging words or scriptures for our listeners, especially for nurses?
I do. Before I get to that, I do have just a couple other things to say about nurses and the coronavirus, kind of what they're going through right now. I think that
go ahead.
The expectation that they can be immersed in suffering and daily loss and not be touched by it is as unrealistic as expecting them to be able to walk through water without getting wet. I think that we're going to see a lot of secondary traumatic stress, a lot of compassion fatigue, a lot of moral distress. I think we're already seeing a lot of those things. I think according to an ANA survey that was done in early April, only 11% of nurses felt that they were prepared for this pandemic. I think that we're going to see a lot of different things happening. I think that the rationing of PPE and not having enough PPE has been really hard on nurses. And it's not just nurses. I want to also take a moment. I know it's the year of the nurse. I know it's Nurses Week. I'm a nurse. You're a nurse. We love our nurses. Nurses really make a true impact. But I do want to take a minute to thank other frontline workers. All of the frontline workers in the hospital setting, you know, we all think of the obvious ones, but there's unobvious ones too. So the people at the grocery stores who are making sure that we all still have food, the people who are making sure that we have electricity and that our garbage is getting picked up, and that we have gas for our cars and we have the supplies that we need. There's a lot of people making PPE. I know there's people who have been making hand sanitizer that normally make vodka, for example, and yet they've mm-hmm. all band together. Our community has really band together and joined each other to try and provide safe environments for all of us. And I think that they've used the foundation of nursing and a lot of the principles that nurses bring in order to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, we also want to recognize our housekeepers, our janitors, yes. those that work in nursing facilities and yes. hospitals. When you say that they're doing everything to make sure that we're in a safe, clean environment, that's also part of their job. They're making sure that everything is clean, everything is stand sanitized. The nurses and the doctors, they want to focus on the patients, but then we have to lean towards these housekeepers and these janitors that have to make sure the environment is clean and safe in order for them to do their job and to avoid the virus spreading even worse just by being in an unsanitized environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we've got, you know, our focus has been on flattening the curve, but we also have to preserve our workers, make sure that they have safe environments to work in. You know, we have to allocate our resources wisely. There's so much for us to do, you know, so much for us to do. I thank you for having me on your show today, by the way. I really do appreciate that. And as far as some encouraging words and scripture that I'd like to share with nurses and with the community at whole, Psalm 23, verse 4 is one of my favorites. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And I think that we all need comfort through this time and know that we don't have to be afraid.
Exactly. We need comfort. We need support. We have to lean on each other during this pandemic. You know, we have to stay strong for each other. This is a situation that is affecting everyone mentally, emotionally, physically. You know, you're feeling them from all type of different directions. Even with our children, they have to go through it. You know, besides just adults and people that are out there working out in the field, frontline workers. Thank you so much, Kathleen. That was beautiful. How can our listeners get in contact?
So they can reach me via email. My email address is Kathleen@seniorsbluebook.com, and the seniors is plural, so it's Kathleen, KATHLEEN, @seniorsbluebook.com.
Thank you for that information. And thank you again for joining us. It has been a pleasure speaking with you. There you have it, people. That is our show for the day. Thank you to all of our listeners for your love and support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and share our episodes. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, just to name a few. I'm your host, Tamika Jackson, with Home Care Assistance of Denton County, where we are changing the way the world ages. Be safe and be blessed. Thank you.